Today, China issued its own version of a Freedom of Information Act. China says the new regulations are intended to guarantee the public's right to know and to fight official corruption. The new rules go into effect next year, and while they're not likely to make the government's operations transparent, NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports they do mark a shift in the Chinese leadership's thinking.
For much of the past 2,000 years, Chinese officials have cited the teachings of Confucius. "You can order the people around," he wrote, "but just don't give them too much knowledge." There are different interpretations of this passage, but many Chinese rulers have taken it to mean that transparency is just bothersome. The current leadership, though, at least speaks the language of official accountability. Zhang Qiong, vice minister of the cabinet's legislative affairs office, explained the new regulations at a press briefing today. "The government information disclosure regulations," he said, "are an important measure in promoting socialist democracy and building a transparent government that follows the rule of law. The best cure for corruption is sunlight." Like Western-style Freedom of Information Acts, the rules require China's government departments to catalog their information and provide reading rooms and websites for the public to access it. Citizens can also submit requests for government information. They're entitled to a response within 30 working days. If that fails, they can appeal or take the government to court. But Vice Minister Zhang said there's a catch. "In order to prevent the loss of secrets that could harm national security," he explains, "these regulations also establish a review system to protect state secrets." Feng Yujun is a legal scholar at People's University in Beijing. He says that the officials vetting the information are not independent.
"This review process diminishes the new regulation's value by at least half. What comes out after the review is innocuous stuff, extremely bland words. That's not the kind of information people need."
Feng says that China's leaders have developed these rules in order to appear more transparent and increase bureaucratic efficiency. They also want to establish their authority as a source of credible information and prevent being scooped by the Internet.
"Nowadays, people get their information from the media faster than from the government. This produces pressure on the government because people ignore it. The government feels lost and unable to exercise its power."
Feng also notes that the regulations do not apply to the military or to the ruling Communist Party, which in fact makes most policy decisions. Despite the regulations' shortcomings, experts generally feel they're a step in the right direction. Zhan Jiang is head of the Media Studies Department at the China Youth University for Political Science in Beijing. "Of course, we'll have to see how the regulations are implemented," he says, "but we already know that these rules will put a lot of pressure on local officials and government departments. In other words, people will take the government up on its pledge of transparency, whether it honors that pledge or not." Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.